Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Eben. In the headlines, transport experts in the Northwest region have called on taxi drivers to obtain valid driving license documents in order to meet up with various road checks requirements. Parents are advised to keep an eye on their offspring by spending more time with them during this holiday, as they might be exposed to certain vices. Those were our headlines and now the news in full. Transport officials in Bamenda have advised drivers to obtain roadworthiness certificates to ensure they validate all technical checks required for their individual vehicles before plying the roads to avoid accidents. This as more people engage in varying activities during the holiday period and need the services of drivers for movement around town. Fela Kezia Fonja reports.
To avoid road accidents during the long holiday, transport experts have encouraged drivers in the Northwest to obtain their roadworthiness certificate, as explains the Chief of Centre for Inspection, Bamenda, Mr. Tambo Albertini.
You are making the roadworthiness. That's to make sure the car is perfect to move on road. When we take the car, if the car is okay, we issue the visit technique. 44 minutes, test one car.
The car testing exercise follows a procedure, according to Mr. Tambo.
You know, the testing, we have four different phases. The first phase, we need to check alignment. The second phase, we have to check the suspension. Third is the brakes. And then the fourth is checking the under of the car and in the bonnet. We have about 218 points per car to test.
For drivers who have a record of plying the roads with faulty cars, they are advised to do routine checks.
Make sure that your car is perfect. Brakes, make sure see your technician to take care for your brakes, your shock. The light is very important. Advise our customer to put the accent to their car. A business car like taxi or public bus is 3 months. Pickup, we call it van, 6 months. Camion is 6 months. Private car is 1 year.
These routine checks are carried out on an average of 20 cars per day at the Roadworthiness Center in Bamenda. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
From Bamenda to the Far North region, where some farmers in Bogo subdivision of Diamare division in the Far North region have received farm tools and implements to help boost their yield. The initiative, championed by the Center of Support to Local and Community Development with funding from the U.S. Embassy in Cameroon, is also aimed at combating climate and promote sustainable agricultural practices. Sylvester Temken reports from CLTV Far North in Marwa.
The farm tools and implements alongside trees donated to some farmers in Bogo subdivision of Diamare in the Far North region by the Center of Support to Local and Community Development, CARDECO, with funding from the U.S. Embassy in Cameroon, is to reinforce their resilience and better mitigate the impact of climate change in their communities. Mahamat Buba, field officer of CARDECO.
Help farmers in about 6 villages for their work. Nowadays, there is a problem of climate change. So we have give them training, making agriculture for the new technology, change their work to produce well.
To the farmers, the gesture is timely, as the various materials will enhance their productivity through sustainable agricultural practices.
My name is Butai Paul, a delegate of JIC Nairobi. Happy to see all these materials. This will help us in our farms. We will be at ease to work.
Within the framework of the second phase of the project, over 150 hectares of land will be restored in some villages so as to make sustainable development a reality in Bogo and the Far North region at large. Bogo, Sylvester Temking, CRTV.
And in the central region, where many inhabitants in Yaoundé have frowned at the negligent attitude of some parents who spend little time to keenly follow up their children during this holiday, they say This has left some children at their own mercy as they struggle for survival while their parents spend time either drinking carelessly or trying to raise money. Lekiate Gejuta Songazi of CLTV Center talked to some Yaoundé inhabitants and compiled the following report for the regional news.
I am the oldest among my siblings. At times, my mother, if you go to the market, she should leave me in the house to look for something to cook.
The carefree attitude of some parents towards their children during this holiday season has provoked mixed feelings amongst Yaoundé city dwellers.
Don't just care on what the children do. They watch certain programs which are unhealthy, that are not equivalent to their age. No parental control. Parents just leave these children loose like that. They don't even follow up. They don't even care to know where these children go, to the type of friends they mingle with, the type of programs they watch. They don't care. They just leave the children loose to themselves. In so doing, they expose the children to so many dangers.
They leave very early and return home very, very late. In the course of the day, they expose these children to activities that are unhealthy. Some of them find themselves loitering around in the quarters. Some of them find themselves getting to fend for what they will eat in the day. And in the process, they get themselves involved in dangerous activities because there is no care. I think parents need to be screwed.
Even the neighbors of such negligent parents are complaining that food is hardly available for the innocent children because they claim they are in search for money.
They are more involved in their job activities than taking care of their children. This has led to making the children being loose, non-attention, and this is affecting the children both mentally, educationally, psychologically.
The situation is further compounded by the fact that some men, instead of looking after their kids while their women go out to hustle, prefer drinking in bars. There is need for parents in the central region to follow up their kids, check what they do, how they eat, what they drink. This in order to avoid sad incidents like the Hawaii story where children mistakenly prepared pesticides and thought it was corn flour last week in the central region. This resulted to the death of 3 children, and many hope that such a sad situation could have been avoided if there was proper follow-up and attention from parents. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
Now to the southwest region, where some vegetable vendors in Buya have decried the rate at which they suffer losses in their businesses due to the high perishable nature of vegetables. Nora Akukibi talked to some women at the OIC market and brought back this report.
The rainy season is here, and vegetable vendors at the OIC market in Buya recount the difficulties they encounter in preserving their vegetables.
As for huckleberry and waterleafy, it easily gets bad. If they don't take it all, we encounter no seeds from there.
We buy just yesterday, today, it's already bad. We don't know how we can cook, and we don't know how we can preserve it. So if there is means that we can preserve it, we'll be very happy.
According to this vendor, since vegetables vary, with some highly perishable than others, she simply makes a choice.
I'm going to buy huckleberry. So we always buy this bitter leaf, kenekene, okongobong, all those things, because you can manage it for 2 days. But with huckleberry, you cannot manage it for 1 day.
A caterer and businesswoman, however, suggests a local method of preservation other than freezing.
When I have a lot of vegetable, I'll sprinkle water on the vegetable in the evening. Then I put it under a shelter, a cool place. For 2 to 3 days, the vegetable will still be very fresh.
It is hoped that more reliable methods of preserving vegetables will be adopted to help vegetable vendors avoid losses. Nora Akokebi for the Regional News in Buya.
Before we go, a reminder of our headlines. Transport experts in the Northwest region have called on taxi drivers to obtain valid driving license documents in order to meet up with the various road checks. Parents are advised to keep an eye on their offspring by spending more time with them during this holiday, as they might be exposed to certain vices. My name is Kelly Eben, thanking you for listening.